Pastor Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church, Philippines, and I wanted to make a quick video expressing why individuals or laymen of churches should consider supporting missions or missionaries. I made an earlier video talking about why church leaders and churches should consider supporting missionaries, but this is geared toward laymen of churches. Now, what God requires of us is to give 10% of our money. The Bible says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. You do not have to go above 10%. And quite honestly, for most people, giving 10% of your money probably makes you feel like you're stretched very thin financially and that you're not able to go above that. I completely understand that, and I'm not trying to compel you to go above that if that's the way that you feel. Let me just say that when I was in West Virginia, when I lived in West Virginia, I went to a few different good IFB, what we'd say old IFB churches when I was there. And they had a huge emphasis on missions. We would have our faith promise missions that would be done at the beginning of the year, where you would pledge a certain amount of money that would be used to support the missionaries that they had. We had a long list of missionaries that we supported by on our prayer letter. And so we would pray for them every month. And most of these people I never met. But then I started to meet a lot of these missionaries when I was there. Some would be coming back on furlough. Then we had other missionaries that were on deputation. And, you know, we would meet prospective missionaries as well. And, you know, what I saw is a lot of these missionaries believed in repentance of sins for salvation. We would always try to get the missionaries to come out soul winning with us. A lot of them would not come soul winning. And if they did, a lot of times they just did not know what they were doing. This is not to state that all the missionaries were bad or that all old IFB missionaries are bad. I don't believe that. But I would say that there are a lot of what we would call missionaries, not missionaries. And for me personally, as there was a big emphasis on missions and there was missions conferences I went to, sermons preached about that, you know, I felt compelled in my heart, especially as you see videos of from other countries where you see people that are struggling financially, that are not, you know, blessed like, you know, I was in the U.S. and a lot of things we kind of take for granted, and then other people really starving and really struggling. And, you know, you really feel the need to try to reach out to these countries and support good churches. But the thing was, I thought most of the missionaries were people that I just wouldn't support, people that a lot of them I'm not sure that were even saved. And then a lot of them I just don't really think were doing the work. So I didn't give to the missions program because, you know, I didn't want my money to be wasted. And so this video is kind of geared toward people such as you that might be watching this. And, you know, when it comes to missionaries and missions, Baptist churches often have a huge emphasis on missions. And, you know, praise God for that, to have a huge emphasis to go out reaching the lost. But unfortunately, a lot of these missionaries are just not people that are worthy of being supported. And so what I would say to you is this, that if you feel that way, where you want to give to missions and your church has a missions program, but you feel like the money's being wasted, what I would recommend is that you find a missionary that you do support. Find someone that you do agree with, someone who has, you know, Paul said, thou hast fully known my doctrine. So number one, make sure they have the same doctrine as you. But he also said that you've known my manner of life, and make sure you know someone who's very zealous for the things of God, standing up for the truth, someone that you can actually believe in, someone that you can actually support. And so what I would say is that, you know, if you're an individual person, I do think that if you have a great church that is using the money very wisely to support great missions work or great soul winning events, then by all means, support your local church and get involved in that. But if you are in a situation of being a part of maybe an old IFB church or some other type of Baptist church, and you feel like the money is being wasted, what I would say is, you know, find a missionary that you do support and support them individually instead of, you know, going through your church. If that's the situation you're in, find individually a missionary that you do support and reach out to them. Anyways, thank you and God bless.